You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Michelle writes, Dr. Dahlia, my mother is going to be having a liver transplant. How do they do one of those? Can you explain the procedure? I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen an organ transplant. It's pretty damn cool. But the idea behind it is not really rocket science. I mean, it's so logical how they do these things that, you know, people go, oh my gosh, you know, transplant. Now, mind you, these transplant surgeons are phenomenal. Okay. And, you know, if any of them walk around the hospital with attitudes, you know, we let them have their attitudes, because what they can do transplanting an organ from one body to another is pretty damn cool. But the idea behind it is very logical. It's very, very easy to grasp your head around. So, you know, we talk about transplants a lot, but we've never really talked about how it's done and kind of what the process is and what you need to prepare for. So let's really quickly, before we go into today's stories, just quickly talk about that. Now, the anatomy of the liver is important, and I really recommend, if you guys are looking at possibly a family member needing a liver transplant, etc., there's a very, very nice description at HopkinsMedicine.org, which kind of explains what the liver transplant is and how sometimes you don't need a whole liver, sometimes you can only need a piece, because the liver is the only organ that truly regenerates itself. Even though, yes, skin does, and skin is an organ too, but in terms of an actual organ piece that you would be transplanting, you could put a piece of the liver and it will regenerate itself into new liver. I mean, this is it's an incredible organ. And so they kind of talk about that. Now, the liver, they say, is the largest organ in the body. Remember, the largest organ is still your skin. Okay, I call skin an organ, but a lot of times people don't look at skin. Okay, because skin regenerates itself too. But for all intents and purposes, right now, inside the body, not the outside, inside the liver. A lot of people don't realize that the liver actually extends even to the left. There's called a left lobe of a liver. All right. And I remember in medical school, one of my friends was like, liver's on, you know, we're looking at a CAT scan. Like, what's that? And they go, the liver. They go, but it's on the left. Well, the liver is so big that it takes up, the liver is right under your lower part of your right ribs. So, you know, you have your right chest and your left chest. Underneath that, you got the rib. And then when you push under that, that's where your liver, gallbladder are. So it's on the right side of the body. Okay, and it kind of sits on top of the stomach, sits on top of the pancreas, etc., on top of the, the right kidney, all right? And at any time, at any one time, they say the liver holds about 1 pint of the body's blood supply at any given moment. Okay, it has a whole bunch of lobules, but then it has, the lobules are making up of the lobes. And these lobules are connected to these small ducts. These small ducts connect to larger ducts. These all eventually flow into the hepatic duct. You know, like all water leads to the ocean, all drains lead to the ocean. Right. So all ducts lead to the hepatic duct. Now, this hepatic duct transports bile. Bile is a fluid that helps break down fats, gets rid of, you know, waste in the body, etc. And this is what the liver makes. Now, the liver can make this 24/7. The problem is you don't need bile all the time. So the liver stores it in the gallbladder. All right, so a bile that's stored in the gallbladder, plus it drips down, it goes into the duodenum, which is the first part of the small intestine, etc. Now, the liver not only makes bile, but it also produces other proteins that are really important for the blood. All right, plus it does change food into energy. We talked about ATP. All right, it also does a lot of filtering, just like your kidneys do. And it metabolizes certain things into hopefully less toxic forms. The liver is also important for blood clotting. So if you have liver disease, whether it's from cancer or hepatitis or a medication that you've taken, you know, you can't blow off the liver. You need your liver. So some of you, your liver isn't regenerating. It's sick. Maybe alcohol has completely hardened it and you have cirrhosis. So when that happens, you could get infection, you could get bleeding, you could also get leakage of bile, which is why some people get jaundice and they look yellow. So you end up being hopefully on the transplant list if you qualify. Now, You don't get a liver transplant if you have chronic infection that keeps attacking it, because they don't want to, unfortunately, use a liver in a patient where the liver would eventually become sick, you know, right after administering it. If you have metastatic cancer, a lot of times you don't qualify. If the cancer is localized, like Steve Jobs, maybe they'll do the transplant. But if it's metastatic, maybe no. If you're too sick to handle the surgery, cardiac complications, they won't make you do it. All right? If they think you're going to be non-compliant, like that one student that was kicked off the transplant list, and then luckily the parents were able to get him back on because he was non-compliant with the pre-follow-up. And then, of course, if you drink alcohol, they're not going to give you a liver if you're going to drink alcohol, okay, because that could hurt the liver. All right, so before you get a liver transplant, you're going to notice that your family member, you have to go through psychological testing, social evaluation, things like that, to make sure that you are going to be able to handle the stress of this and to be able to make good on your follow-up visits. Because they can't just transplant an organ and set you on your way. You're going to have to be watched. You're going to have to be on any immunosuppressant drugs to make sure your body doesn't fight it. There's going to be a lot of blood tests and diagnostic tests, et cetera. They're going to want to make sure that you are a good fit. Okay, once you've been accepted as a transplant candidate, you're placed on the UNOS list, all right, which is our transplant, this is your United Network for Organ Sharing, I think it's called, a list. Now, the highest priority, the candidates in urgent need are going to be highest priority, okay? When a donor organ becomes available, you're going to be notified, you'll come to the hospital immediately, okay? So make sure you have a cell phone ready, okay? If you are going to get a piece of liver from a family, okay, member, of course, you want your family member to come too, okay? I mean, you know, don't forget to bring whoever, just in case it's somebody in the family. All right, then, you know, they're going to prep you, et cetera. You get the IV, you know, you're put to sleep, of course, and then they will shave you, et cetera. And then, okay, they go in and they cut, okay? They take out the old liver, but they got to clamp the vessels. They got to clamp the arteries and the veins. They take it out, they inspect it, make sure there wasn't anything else going on. Now they put in the new liver. They inspect that. They make sure it doesn't look like there's any blockages. It looks good, smells good, tastes good, whatever. All right? Then they reattach it. They re-anastomose to the blood vessels. They got to make sure that the blood flow has been established. Then they check for bleeding at the suture lines. Make sure you're not going to bleed internally. Make sure it's good flow. Then, boom, they put you in the ICU. They start you on immunosuppressant disease drugs, usually in the hospital for sometimes close to a couple weeks. And then you follow up with your doctors. And that's basically the liver transplant in a nutshell. All right, guys, don't go away. Medical news coming up. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks for to you all for tuning in so diligently. Remember, we have an iPhone app and we have an Android app. You can download the Dr. Dahlia Show for free. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. We air Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, and then Saturdays, 10 a.m. These times are all Pacific time. But then also, you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. So any of the previous shows you could listen to, you could call in. Well, I don't know if you could call in. You could call in and then at the next live show, I would obviously answer your question. It's hard because, I mean, sometimes I do like to go to sleep. Sometimes my fiber kicks in. I'm in the bathroom, so there's only so much I can do. I can only be on air for so long. But you can call in with your medical question, and then we'll read it on the next live show. And it's important to do because I want you guys being able to get your medical questions. Ryan asked about acid base and what should we be eating, acidic foods or basic foods? What does acid foods mean? Now, I know a lot of you guys have had questions about like carbohydrates causing you to be more acidic, shall we say. And so you need to alkalize the body. A lot of you guys are hearing things like that. And you know, it's very, very interesting. And we've talked about this on the show before. Alkalizing the body versus not alkalizing the body. Okay. there's two sides to this, and both sides are right, and both sides are a little bit off. Okay, and I'll tell you where everybody's right and where everybody's kind of wrong. All right, somebody is right about how as we're eating carbs and we're eating all this crappy food, it's putting us at risk for heart disease, cancer, etc. And since a lot of the sugars, all right, cause more of a shall we say acidic environment in general, bacteria, etc. They got something when they're talking about the acid. Okay. However, and we know they're right. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to argue. We need to avoid foods, right, that are high carbohydrates, high sugar, phosphoric acid, sodas. These are things we need to avoid. I mean, they got a point. And then a lot of vegetables that seem to be a little bit more basic in nature, vegetables are healthy, right? But also fruits are acidic, too. Okay, I mean, nobody's telling you to avoid, you know, citrus fruits like orange juice, you know, et cetera. So, I mean, they got a point with soda pops and things like that, alcohols that, you know, so I get that. Where you don't see a lot of doctors talking to you guys about acid and base in terms of how you eat is because we don't think the average human body will change acidic versus basic to that degree. And the reason why is when your food goes, you know, into your system, the food goes into your stomach with a very, very, very high pH. So the acidity in your stomach is already really high, such that if you throw something basic into your body, before it gets into your bloodstream or something acidic into your bloodstream, it's already kind of dealing with the acid in your stomach. And so there already going to be some sort of a neutralization of it, or I don't want to say neutralization because you don't neutralize, but everything coming out of the stomach is acidic anyway. So you're trying to eat a basic food is not going to really change the acidity of the pH, you know, the pH of your stomach. It doesn't have that kind of power. It's too acidic. It's like you're having a whole crap load of hydrochloric acid and you're throwing a couple cranberries in it to change it. It's still going to be high acid. You see? Right. And then your body, let's say you go into a metabolic acidosis or a respiratory acidosis, okay? So basically what that means is let's say the pH of your blood, and blood pH is what, 7.4? Okay, let's say it starts to go to 7.3, 7.2. Okay, let's say you start to become more acidic, all right? And that can happen with breathing problems. There's a variety of things that could put you into acidosis, okay? And usually you're hospitalized when this is happening. What we have to do is we have to blow off CO2, okay? You end up breathing quicker. So, like, for example, some of you will notice that after you eat a very high sugary meal, you'll start to breathe quicker. Why? Because your body is trying to blow off the extra CO2, and the which can be acidic over time in your body. So you end up breathing differently depending on if you're more acidic or more basic. Then for metabolic acidosis or metabolic alkalosis, your kidneys kick in and will dump the extra hydrogen ions that way. So your body is so damn smart at monitoring this. But again, I'm not saying that theory is completely wrong. Okay? I love the fact that you have people out there and researchers out there, you know, saying, and you know, products out there saying, okay, look guys, you know, what you put in your body matters. And maybe that's why people get cancer. I think we are what we eat. I think the idea that we have some control over our medical destiny is a very important one, and I really dig that. The only thing is are there certain products that will really acidize you or alkalize you? We don't know. Because again, everything goes through your stomach. And so, unfortunately, the medical community doesn't have much of an opinion on that, because we know about the whole metabolic acidosis and alkalosis and what your body does and the breathing changes and the kidney changes. And if we do try to alter your pH of your blood, we do so through an IV. We don't do so orally. So for example, if I need to give you bicarb because I think you're acidic, we give you bicarb through the IV. We don't do it orally because of the acid in your stomach. And so that's why there, you know, I can't tell you what foods to eat because we just don't see that power by things orally. But that's not to say that the theory is completely off. Okay? I really dig what these people are trying to do. It's just, I think a lot more, body regulated than that. All right? And so, you know, we never really seem to go wrong, people, when we're eating our fruits and vegetables, right? I I'm not saying, just to make things simple, just eat fruits and vegetables and do that. But, you know, think about it. Okay? I mean, for centuries it was eating your fruits and vegetables. Then a study comes out last year saying it's the potassium all along. All right? People having less potassium, and I'm not talking about low potassium versus high potassium, because we always freak out if your potassium is high in your blood, because that could cause heart issues. But less potassium in the diet is, you know, puts you more at risk for heart disease. Right? So we tell you to make sure you get potassium in. And so, you know, we've been saying this, you know, and it's nothing new. You don't have to change your diet. Fruits and vegetables get your potassium. Right? Those bell peppers are awesome. Great forms of potassium. So we find that high potassium foods are very, very good for you. We've been telling African American people all along, eat high potassium foods when you take the water pills, because a lot of African Americans are put on water pills. And water pills could lower your serum potassium. So to keep you healthy and protected, we tell you potassium-rich foods. Plus potassium-rich foods, again, vegetables, fruits, etc., help protect the heart. So it's kind of like the same scoop, same poop, different day type of thing. Just like with foods that alkaline or acidize or your body, your sodas and your sugary foods and your carbohydrates that aren't complex, your non-fibery foods, those, you know, are kind of considered bad foods. And that's never really changed. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this was an interesting study. I'm looking at this here, where in Fox News they have e-cigarettes is just more smoke and mirrors, according to doctors. Now, I have actually allowed my patients to use e-cigs. Okay, I don't think e-cigs are completely risk-free, but I have no problem with you going off of your cigarette and using something else. But we have no idea, though, what we're getting into your system, okay? And so, these e-cigs, basically they're battery-powered, right? They're shaped like regular cigarettes. There's this heating element. It vaporizes this liquid nicotine solution. You got to replace it every, I guess, few hundred puffs. You inhale the nicotine, so you're still getting the nicotine, right? But it's supposed to be some sort of a water vapor, even though we know there's other chemicals in there, okay? When you puff an e-cig, it's called vaping. So when people say, what's the difference between vaping and e-cigs, that's basically the same. An e-cig, you vape, okay? And so what people have been doing is weaning people off cigarettes by using this. And it's now a $1 billion industry, okay? And, I'm not 100% excited about it, because I still don't want you getting the nicotine. We talked about how nicotine could be carcinogenic in and of itself, because it paralyzes the cilia along your bronchial lining that's supposed to spew out particulates that could cause cancer. So you're still getting nicotine isn't a high point to it, but at least you're off the tobacco. But, you know, we're still not getting the medical community in love with it, because we just don't know. We don't know what people are vaping. And whenever somebody does, you know, switches one vice for another, we get a little nervous. Okay, when we come back, there's a new procedure allowing jewelry to be implanted in the eye. Why would we put jewelry in our eye? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Ronald wants to know, what is a good gift to bring for Thanksgiving? I've been invited to Thanksgiving dinner, but we don't have a lot of money. I love it when you talk about gifts. You give us some good, inexpensive ideas. Please help. Yeah, it's funny. I this is supposed to be a medical show, but I gotta tell you, I love talking about saving money because you know what I really like talking about? I like talking about practical things. Okay? I mean, you know, I could teach you guys all about pseudostratified columnar epithelium and the genetic variations of hereditary hemochromatosis and all this other stuff because those are the only 2 things I really have memorized. But, I mean, what about practical things? And, I gotta tell you, us being in this recession, us having family issues, you know, issues with, you know, money, that's kind of practical. And I got to tell you something. There's things you could do that really, really stand out. And we're going to probably spend some time next week or the week after about how to make Christmas gifts that count that are less expensive. And the reason why I like to bring this stuff up is because, you know, Christmas time is when, you know, everybody gets gifts, right? And so, like, we celebrate Hanukkah. And Hanukkah, I mean, 8 days. You know, so you got 8 gifts. You know, my husband always celebrated, just like with Christmas, even though he celebrated Hanukkah, you just open all your gifts at once. But I see what happens with the kids. They open up the gifts, and then the favorite ones they go after, and then everything else is just sitting there. So I like spreading it out. You know, try to milk the thank yous and milk the cheer of it as long as we can. But the same thing happens with offices and other people. Everybody's getting gifts. Then how do you make your gift stand out? And now it's like, okay, you're being invited for Thanksgiving. Okay, it's great. You don't have to host Thanksgiving. You'll get to save some money. That's wonderful. But, I mean, what do you do when you're cash strapped? Okay, and, you know, being cash strapped, you can't come in with a $100 gift. Okay, and you're like, you know, what's the appropriate, that's another thing I get asked all the time. What is the appropriate price of a gift that you should bring? And it's very, very interesting because I've seen a variety of things, like a bar mitzvah. Somebody thought that denominations of $18 is a good gift for a bar mitzvah. Well, that was 50 years ago. But now that these bar mitzvahs are $150 a plate, somebody bringing in an $18 check or a $36 check could be insulting. You know, and so what? Do you have to drop $200 every time you go to a bar mitzvah? I mean, it's frustrating because what do? So, you know, what I recommend for, like, let's say Thanksgiving, okay? Let's say, you know, if you're bringing dessert, okay, and you are the one bringing dessert, that's going to stand out because you're the one bringing dessert. But if you think there's going to be a bunch of people and the pie or the bottle of wine you bring is just going to go to the side, then what I would do is try to make the sucker count. And how you make the sucker count is you kill two birds with one stone. If this is somebody that you're going to have to give a Christmas gift to, then what you do is you bring something that could qualify as both Thanksgiving and Christmas. Okay? So, one, you're bringing a gift because you're going over there for Thanksgiving. Two, you're kind of getting the Christmas gift out of the way. And so one thing you could do, and I was talking to somebody about this. She's like, well, I got to bring something over. So I don't know if should I bring a pie. Should I bring this? And I go, why don't you get a basket? Put a whole bunch of little candles in it, or you make a whole bunch of cookies, bag them up, have a Christmas ribbon on there, right? You can decorate it any way you want, right? Have a lot of little goodies in there. Bring a basket and let it say Happy Holidays on there, all right? And then you kind of brought something for Thanksgiving, or you brought something that's a lot of gifts, that has a lot of little gifts in there. You know, like a bunch of different candles, or like if it's a girl, a lot of like scented type stuff. I don't mean to stereotype, you know. But something that the couple could use or the family could use, and it's a nice gift, and that sucker's going to stand out. Because I got to tell you, you know, Thanksgiving, you got a lot of people coming over. If everybody's bringing pies, how does your pie stand out? You know what I mean? I mean, so there's things you could do to kind of save money. Same thing. I see this at doctor's offices all the time. Everybody's bringing in baskets. So you go and see, you know, I'll see a doctor for my visit because I try to get all my stuff done before the deductible ends at the end of the year. And you see loads of baskets all over the place. How do they know who gave what basket? Some of these baskets are a couple $100 baskets. And you're like, well, that's great and everything, but okay, so then make something stand out. So what I like to do is if I give a gift to an office, you know, I bring, like, let's say little Starbucks gift cards, like $5 gift cards for everybody in the office. Okay, so if I'm going to be spending $100, if they got a staff of 20, that's pretty damn good. Right? Or I bring them a bunch of bagels for breakfast. Something that's different. Okay? Something that's different. You know, another thing you could do is you could bring them a turkey for Christmas. You know how a lot of people will freeze something and then they'll defrost it? Bring something that nobody else would think of, but you know they would say, oh my gosh, that's good. You know, somebody gave us for a gift once. I don't know if it was Omaha Steaks or something like that, but somebody sent us an Omaha Steaks. Now, okay, I mean, look who you're talking to, okay? That's just right up my alley. I mean, we really love our red meat. We rarely eat red meat, but we love it. Love it. So here we are getting, and then boom, I'm able to then use that for dinner another night. You want to get something that's practical. It's a gift, but it's practical. The problem with a lot of these baskets is there's crackers and cheese spread. Nobody uses them. Everybody's kind of sick of cheese spread. Now, again, it's cool when you get a basket. I know what a lot of you guys do. A lot of you guys, you get, you know, baskets and stuff, and then you just go and you give the baskets to somebody else. Okay, I get that, all right? Which, by the way, not nice, all right? But you could personalize things, and you could do them inexpensively. Okay, but real, don't spend $50 or $100 on a basket. All right? I mean, there's cheaper ways to do it. One other thing I like to do is if I have an office, there's an office, let's say I'm going to, and I want to just give the staff every, you know, something, you know, a little something from everybody, for everybody. Sometimes Bath and Body Works or whatever, they sell those perfume soaps, pomegranate, whatever. Get a whole bunch of them. Get a basket from Michael's for, I don't know, a couple bucks, right? Throw some tissue paper at the bottom. Get a whole bunch of those $3 soaps. Throw them in there, throw a whole bunch of candy. You just got a whole office taken care of, and everybody gets to pick a soap flavor they like. You know, there's just so many little things you could do. But make it practical. I see so many people waste money. I did the same thing. I was at Walmart, and I saw some slippers where you heat up the feet. Okay? And I bought it because, I know who I'm going to give this to. Are they really going to use it? Be practical. Now, gift cards are always great. And the reason why gift cards are nice is because, number one, is everybody likes them. Okay, so let's say in your budget, you want to spend $50. Okay, so you find something for somebody and you're going to spend $50. So, you buy the $50 basket or whatever. Well, then you got to pay shipping. All right, or let's say you go to a store. You got to pay the tax on that $50. And then you got to buy a card. And then, or you have to buy the gift wrapping. You know, and the thing is sometimes that $49.99 thing is something they don't want. Give them the $50 gift card. All right? I mean, there are things you can do. And you want to know what? Even a $25 gift card to Target or Walmart, all right, will probably be, appreciated more than a $49.99, potted plant. Now, plants are pretty cool because they last longer than the holidays. So bringing a plant, even though I know poinsettias, most people get rid of, they don't really keep their poinsettias. But, something that lasts, something that's different. That's why housewarming gifts, everybody brings plants. That's pretty cool. But, again, if you need ideas, just write me. My website is drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. We're going to come up with little tips and stuff like that. Also, if you're in an office, the Secret Santa thing is brilliant. You only have to buy one gift. Everybody gets to exchange the gifts. It's brilliant. All right? And again, keep a limit, $10, $20, and then you don't have to deal with the whole staff. Baked goods are always also nice. So there's things you could do. But it's a great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess, a lot of people think jewelry is a beautiful gift. Well, I guess there's a procedure where one New York woman is having a piece of platinum jewelry implanted into her eye. I guess she had an eye implantation at Park Avenue Laser Vision. Is this even safe? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Wise up, load up at freestrikeguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freestrikeguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freestrikeguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrikeguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who's been working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so, you know, Dr. Emil Chin, who's this medical director of Park Avenue Laser Vision, claims that putting a piece of jewelry into the eye is relatively safe. Apparently, it's a very thin piece of platinum, he says, that's designed for insertion on top of the eye. It's not in the eye. So there's no risk of blindness or anything at all. Apparently, he said she could have a little bit of local bleeding It'll go away a couple days, weeks. You could have an infection, but we will prevent that with antibiotics. Now, right now, the FDA and the American Academy of Ophthalmology does not approve putting jewelry into the eye. And the American Academy of Ophthalmology says there is not sufficient evidence to support the safety or the therapeutic value of the procedure. And so they have urged customers to avoid placing in the eye any foreign body or material that is not approved by the FDA. Now, some people think that the jewelry in her eye looks really cool. I'm a doctor and I'm kind of cringing at this. When we first looked at contact lenses, we were like, oh my gosh, you're putting something on the eye, that could be dangerous. And we actually found certain contact lenses could be dangerous, absolutely. If you do contact lenses correctly, you'll be okay. But we've heard of horror stories with contact lenses. I was a contact lens wearer. I remember a friend of mine where the contact lens kind of got stuck behind the eye. It didn't really go behind the eye because it doesn't. You got a protective layer so it doesn't hit the optic nerve or the optic vessels at all. But where she had to go to an eye doctor to be able to, numb her eye to try to get the contact out from, quote unquote, behind the eye, even though it was off to the side and she couldn't get it. We've heard about corneal abrasions, corneal ulcerations where you get an infection on the cornea, etc. Why I wouldn't recommend any eye piercings or eye jewelry being implanted is your eyes have a very, very unique mechanism to try to ward off disease. And so you end up having the tears, you have the blinking, etc. And the eye is a very juicy, shall we say, area, right, such that it's very hard for bacteria to latch on, okay? I mean, when there is pink eye, the virus going around, or any bacterial conjunctivitis that can latch onto the eye, it's very, very contagious. But these bacteria, they know exactly what to do, and you get a big rip-roaring dose that has a chance to settle, which is why we're always concerned about your pillowcases. Because when you're up and awake and moving around and your eyes are blinking all the time, it's a lot harder for you to get an eye infection. But when you're asleep and the eyes are closed, even though you kind of blink in your sleep, when your eye is closed, you're not getting as much movement with the eye. Now, your eye still moves in your sleep, but not to the degree as when you're awake. So if you notice, that's why most people with pink eye, they wake up with the infection, even though the infection has been there a while, because it had some time to settle and kick in. Okay? So, your eye has all these mechanisms to prevent the tears, etc., from infection from landing on it. Now, you've changed all that with a foreign object. Now, mind you, the conjunctiva, the lining surrounding the eye, may be able to handle it. Right? You give them some antibiotics, they're like, alright, I get that. Maybe you don't build up scar tissue, which would be shocking to me. Okay, I mean, maybe you don't start to tear, maybe your eye handles it. But now you have something new. And you have a little landing pad for some of these bacteria. And they may be able to figure out how to hide in some of the crevices, the microscopic crevices. If that's the case, now you are harboring some bacteria in your eye. Now, I'm not saying anybody with eye jewelry is going to get an infection, but it's not ideal. And so, to me, it just kind of makes sense to avoid something like that. I mean, I understand we want to look cool and body piercings is big. People have now earrings in the cheek. There's nose piercings. There's tongue piercings. There's lip piercings and little studs and all sorts of weird things. See, to me, looking at somebody who has this piece of jewelry in their cheek or mustache area, I cringe because I'm like, there was a hole there. I just get nervous. I mean, the patients are healthy, but it just, when I look at them, I get really nervous because I'm like, that person has a hole in their face. I don't know. I can't handle that. I just can't. So I'm not very good with the whole looking at somebody with all those kind of piercings. But that's why my vote on that would be no. This was interesting. In Fox News Health, they talk about how more Americans believe in taking all measures to save life. They say 66% say that two-thirds of Americans say that, there should be opportunities for somebody to say when they want to die. you know, in terms of being, let's say, on life support, etc. But now we are up to a third of 31%, whereas it used to be just 15%, saying that we should do everything possible to save a person's life. According to this Pew Research Center, they said more Americans are willing to express an opinion on the matter, saying 31% doctors should always do everything possible to save a patient's life. Now, apparently, the case of Terry Schiavo, remember, she was the Florida woman who was on life support for 15 years. Husband wanted to terminate the life support, but then it became highly publicized because the family wanted to, you know, still keep her alive. I forget what happened, but there were legal challenges. And then finally, in 2005, I guess they stopped life support, etc. The Pew survey found that 62% of Americans believe that people in a great deal of pain with no hope of improvement have a moral right to end their own lives. This is higher than back in 1990 at the 55%. Now, of course, religious groups differ about the morality of it. You have, you know, depending on what religion you are, you're not allowed to end the life. You're not allowed to you know, do measures. But then on the flip side, people go, well, wait a second. You know, if it's God's way, us intervening and then putting you on life support, you were supposed to be dead off the life support. So there's a moral question. If you shut a person off life support, are you killing them? Or were they dead anyway? And you put them on life support, and when you decide to take the life support, you're not really, because they would have been dead to begin with, or something. So it's one of those things where it's always going to be of a debate. But it's interesting to see more people want full court press. Okay? Now, maybe it's because we are living longer. You know, if a 55-year-old has something wrong, to us, that's still middle-aged. That's not, you know, grandma age, even though there's a lot of grandmas in their 50s. We're finding that people are living well into their 90s. So you're only halfway, your life is only half-lived, as opposed to 30, 40 years ago, you being 55, you're already starting to get up there in age. All right? And so I think we're looking at that as something different. We're also looking at there's more that could be done. You know, I had this talk with one of my family members, who it's very interesting because this family member hates going to the doctor, cannot stand going to the doctor. So when I was talking to her about her advance directives, all that, she goes, well, I'm not going to sign an advance directive. I want everything done. And I was really shocked by that because this is a person that doesn't like to go to the doctor and doesn't like to have anything done, yet she didn't want to sign an advance directive to say, all right, only food or only pain medicine, no life support, etc. So I found that to be very interesting. So, you know, you can't guess. You don't know what people want. You know, and I'll have people in my office going, you know what, Dahlia, I don't want to do the mammogram because if I have breast cancer, I'll just deal with it. Right? And then all of a sudden they get a pneumonia and they're like, oh, no, fix me, fix me. So like, okay, so, yeah, absolutely. We're going to try and fix you, of course, with God's help. But you don't want to get a mammogram because if you have breast cancer, you're going to let yourself go, yet you want to fight the pneumonia. I don't get that, okay? You either want to fight and stay alive or you don't want to fight and stay alive, all right? But now that we can do all this cool stuff, I mean, they're even talking about freezing you, right? Freezing you and bringing you back from the dead. I mean, really, really, really cool stuff. So, no wonder. Pretty scary. We got now 3 UC Santa Barbara students sick from meningitis. Remember, there was the Princeton outbreak we were reporting on earlier in the week. Now we have, it looks like, an outbreak of meningitis at UC Santa Barbara. Apparently, 300 students who have had close contact with the 3 ill students have already been given antibiotics for prophylactic measure. We'll keep you guys posted. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Remember, Saturday, 10 a.m. Pacific time, Dr. Dahlia Show right here. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.